The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations once again. As you know, Jazz Club USA likes to bring you music in all the various styles that go to make up this thing called jazz. So, for our first two courses in today's musical menu, we have a little study in contrast in the form of two records, both featuring trumpet players. One is a Dixieland star who will be playing one of the traditional tunes associated with his style, and the other is an acknowledged trumpet king of bop. Let's listen first to the Dixieland band, Jimmy McPartland, in a brand new release which he just recorded a while ago. Jimmy has with him Jack McConnell on clarinet, Harry Lepp on trombone, and the pianist is Jimmy's English wife, Marion Page. Jimmy's Dixieland band combines the traditional style with a few ideas from a more modern school. You'll notice that particularly towards the end of this side, where the band begins to swing with some very effective riffing. Here we go with Royal Garden Blues. Now, from Dixieland trumpet, we switch to modern trumpet with another new release. Not long ago, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker had a reunion on records. As you probably know, Charlie has done as much for the alto sax in bop as Dizzy has for the trumpet, and in recent years they have gone their separate ways. For this reunion, they were assisted by a fine rhythm section with Buddy Rich on drums, Curly Russell bass, Thelonious Monk on piano, and Billy Bauer on guitar. And it's a new variation of a tune you wouldn't ordinarily expect to be given the bop treatment, although it does seem to me that neither the tune nor the artist suffer from this. Gillespie and Parker playing Melancholy Baby. Now, once again, it's time to take you visiting with a Voice of America microphone. Not so long ago, we took our mic down to the Stuyvesant Casino. This is a big hall on the Lower East Side in Manhattan, and every Friday night, a group of young jazz enthusiasts help to stage a jam session there. The music is usually about halfway between the traditional New Orleans style and a more modern school, with a very definite emphasis on improvisation and generally a strong sprinkling of Dixieland musicians. Perhaps you'll recognize some of the men, and in case you don't, we'll give you all the names as soon as this first number is through. Here we are at the Stuyvesant Casino, and the band will be starting off with Chop Suey.
Thank you.
Chop Suey, played by a bunch of enthusiastic ad-libbers. The trumpeter was Johnny Windhurst, who recently led his own band at Cafe Society, and with him were Joe Barifaldi on clarinet, Ed Hubble trombone, Arthur Herbert on drums, and a pianist named Dick Carey, who was featured a couple of years ago with Louis Armstrong's All-Stars. Well, now that you know who they are, perhaps you'd like to hear them a little more, and we'll let them switch from Chop Suey to another dish that's equally popular in this country, namely barbecue, as they let loose on a number entitled Struttin' with Some Barbecue.
Thank you.
Now, there are a few changes on the bandstand here at Stuyvesant Casino, and the man who steps into the spotlight is a trombone player by the name of Big Chief Moore. Chiefy is a talented American Indian, a former member of Louis Armstrong's big orchestra, and you'll notice he combines musical talent with a very definite sense of humor as he introduces his solo specialty, Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. One of the things you've probably noticed about the Stuyvesant Casino is the informal atmosphere of the audience. Instead of just sitting solemnly listening to the music, the people who come here like to eat, drink, and be merry. And if the tune happens to be one that's familiar to them, they are very happy to join in the chorus. That is exactly what happens on this next number, in which the chief performers are Joe Sullivan, that great old-timer of the piano, and Omer Simeon of the old Jimmy Lunsford band on clarinet. Here they go with Ugly Child. Take our leave of the Stuyvesant Casino, where you've been listening to Joe Sullivan, Omer Simeon, Big Chief Moore, Johnny Windhurst, and all the other stars of this recent Friday night session. Once again, the time has come to remind you that Jazz Club USA welcomes your comments on the music you hear in this program, and particularly, we'd like to have your suggestions. If there's any special artist or band on the American jazz scene that you would like to know more about, just drop us a line to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.